Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.
On the show today, we have David Waterhouse. Hello, David.
Hello again.
And we've been joined today by a special guest, Sally Lawson. Hello, Sally.
Hello.
Now, in previous shows before, which you've done, we've always mentioned ARLA, A-R-L-A, and you've said that this is something vital, really, for lettings agents to use. So, we've come along to, would you say this is an ARLA convention? Is that what we call
ARLA
what we've
regional
come?
Meeting, we're here today.
An ARLA regional meeting. So we've come to this, and Sally, you are the president-elect of ARLA, and so it makes sense to talk a little bit to you about what it is. So let's start basic. What does ARLA stand for?
Okay, well, ARLA stands for the Association of Residential Letting Agents.
And David, you are always very keen on mentioning ARLA and making sure that people know how it can make a difference to people. So we'll start with you, David. If you could summarise it up in a few sentences, why do you use ARLA?
Well, I'm the regional representative for Yorkshire for ARLA, and the reason why it's for landlords to look to use an ARLA agent is because they know then that they are dealing with an agent who will be up to speed with all of the myriad of changes that we've heard at this regional conference today. 145 pieces of legislation are applicable to landlords and agents when renting out a property. So potentially it can be a minefield, but an ARLA agent is the one who will make it safe, simple, and hopefully take all the worries away.
Is the property letting market a complicated one? It sounds like there's a lot of legislation that you need keeping up to date. Sally, do you think it's a complicated industry to understand?
It's a massively complicated industry. I mean, in fact, it takes about 145 different pieces of legislation a letting agent needs to know just to stay compliant. And that's quite frightening if you think about it. Coming into the industry, that you have to learn 145 different pieces of legislation to make sure that you're safe, to keep your clients safe, there's quite a lot involved in it.
So what is it that ARLA does to help its agents to make sure it's up to date on this?
Well, ARLA is an organisation that believes heavily in educating, training its members. So all of its members will have access to events such as this, which are run most quarters, which is involved in a legal update. It's talking about the industry, the changes, the political landscapes, what's happening, what actual physical procedures they need to change in their office to make sure that they're always compliant, and also, they're, more importantly, their clients are always safe. Because ultimately, an agent acting on behalf of a landlord is doing so to protect the landlord. So therefore, the agent needs to make sure that they're protecting both themselves and the landlord. That's why it's important they keep up to date all the time. And there's been a massive fountain of changes over the last 12 months that if you're not keeping yourself up to date, agents will be behind. So it is important they keep themselves up to date.
What kind of changes have there been over the past, you say, few months, a year? What sort of changes have been in place?
Well, a few of the most common ones are things like the Deregulation Act, which is bringing out changes to the Section 21s, and the amount of paperwork before someone moves into a property now is phenomenal. You used to be able to just sign a tenancy agreement, take the money and move somebody in, and to be fair, that's what a lot of people think is still the case. However, it's not. You now have to make sure you've got proof that you've served the gas certificate, you have to prove that you've served the EPC certificate, you have to make sure that you've served the house to rent guide, you have to make sure that you've registered the deposit, issue the prescribed information. The list is endless. You have to test the smoke alarm on the day they move in. If you don't do all of that, you as an agent and your landlord are non-compliant, and that's why it's important that you're dealing with an agent that is absolutely bang up to the minute, up to date. On top of that, you've got things like the Immigration Act, you know, making sure that all the people that are in your properties as landlords or as agents, your tenants, are actually having the right to live in the UK. They have a right to rent in the UK. And that's quite a massive piece of legislation with now criminal consequences if you get that wrong. So it's very important.
Okay, so it's definitely a lettings minefield, really, isn't it? What would happen if you don't get this right? If you are either a landlord or you're an agent, what happens if you trip up on those and get those wrong?
Well, for example, in the list of paperwork I just mentioned on the Deregulation Act, if you were to not serve any one of those, what it means is you won't be able to issue Section 21. What that means is you won't be able to get your tenant out. What that means is your tenant's going to stay there for a very, very long time. So you have a problem. So it is important that they've got to be right.
And David, how long have you been sort of partnered with ARLA or a member of ARLA?
I've been an ALA member now for 8 years, and I've been the regional rep for just over 12 months. So I'm still a relative new boy within, if you like, the head office team and being out there in the field. But as an ALA member, I've been involved. It was the basis upon which I started the business. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to be there to be able to give the right information, because it is easy to become very scared. But what an ALA agent will do, what we try and do, is to make it as simple and as compliant as possible for our clients.
And what sort of differences have you noticed, either to yourself or to your clients? What sort of differences do you notice since you have been with ALA?
Just as Sally's just said, the myriad of different pieces of legislation that are coming along or have come along and that you have to comply with. They do change as well, because the legal world never stands still. So you need to be up to date to know that you're doing it just right at just the right time. The Right to Rent Guide, for example, when it came out, it changed again in February of this year. You need to know that you're serving the right one. So that's why the agent is there, to take the worry away. So always look for an ALA agent.
And obviously Angus Roberts is an ALA agent. That's why we're here. If people want to know more about ALA, is there somewhere that they can go to have a read and also to have a read about Angus Roberts?
If they go to the ALA website, they can put in where they live and it will come up with a list of the ALA agents. But obviously, if it's around here in the Wharfe Valley, the Eyre Valley, hopefully they'll come talk to us.
Okay, David Waterhouse and Sally Lawson, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Angus Roberts Letting Agent on Stray FM's Business Hub.